Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning. Gas is over $5, well, nearly $5 a gallon. The price of everything is going up, and yet stocks are hanging in there. Stock market is actually doing pretty well. Joining us right now is a financial advisor from Edward Jones here in downtown Port Huron, Nick Connard. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in and just kind of walking us through what's going on right now with investments. I mean, stocks are at all-time highs. Your investments are actually looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, they are. They are. And to many people, that might be a surprising thing. You may, if you're an investor, you know, with your 401k financial firm, you may have just received your April statement and might be surprised at really how much your account recovered and that portfolio recovered, really what we lost in March with the conflict in the Middle East there, raising volatility in the markets. Stocks have really held together quite strongly this year. Strengths in the economy, strengths with the consumer, and really the key for the market right now is the earnings growth in companies you're continuing to see. Mm-hmm. You've had about 40% or just over 180 companies there report in the S&P 500. 80% of those companies are beating their earnings estimates, so making more than expected. So corporate profits really holding together because of the strong consumer. If it's from a very strong labor market still, low unemployment. Looking at things like the Big Beautiful Bill, and you're seeing tax returns this year about 10% higher than the previous year. All those things have really helped to keep the market elevated amongst all the concerns that are out there.
Is there any particular sector that's performing better than others right now?
You're still, AI, artificial intelligence, yep. That's been a key driver of the market. If it's the spending, or now you're starting to see revenue generated by all things artificial intelligence coming together. But you're seeing technology sector benefit from that. The microchip, the semiconductor industry, really the IT industry, kind of the hardware microchips, those are the components that go into building out all the AI infrastructure. The AI technology, the benefit of that will come in the future years. But really the whole build out. So if you're seeing, infrastructure stocks, if it's building a data center or utility companies, demand for electricity, and again, technology, those sectors have really led the way thus far. The energy sector, can't go without mentioning that. Those stocks have done well this year with the rise in the price of oil, which price per barrel of oil now is about $105. I had to check it before I came in because it changes seemingly every hour.
It does,
But, it's really, again, driven by the consumer support, the economy's support here of the corporations there, the stocks. You're seeing still performing very, very well.
What about the bond market?
So the bond market, we've seen interest rates really fairly flat. We've seen three interest rate cuts in 2025 there in the fall, three interest rate cuts. And these were all a quarter of a percent cut from the Federal Reserve. They're the one that really mandates the interest rates in the United States. So you're seeing the Fed now projecting potentially, the market's projecting potentially one interest rate cut of a quarter percent all the way out in December. So the bond market's relatively flat for the year. We have seen treasury yields tick up a little bit as demand for treasuries has increased with this conflict there again in the Middle East, driving some of that demand globally to the U.S. markets. As a, what's seen as a safe haven with investors. So bonds, again, fairly flat for the year. If we do see slowing in the economy, we anticipate the Federal Reserve will get a little more active in cutting their interest rates. Mm-hmm. One of their key tools really to stimulate the economy or slow the economy is when they raise or lower interest rates. So right now, we think more of the same. The Fed's really been holding steady with really not cutting rates. We think we might see one in December. But, that's kind of a big what-if right now. One more thing on that point, too, is Fed Chair Jerome Powell is set to be replaced by Kevin Warsh, and that will happen in June, if approved. It's not fully approved yet, but it looks to be that Kevin Warsh is going to be coming in to replace Fed Chair Jerome Powell. But even forecasts are still for more of the same, probably holding rates pretty steady where they are. So,
talking with Nick Connard from Edward Jones. What's the stock market outlook moving forward?
Well, again, corporate earnings are really the key, and is the key for investors right now, looking past the risks that are out there, is that earnings growth forecast. And really, as earnings go, the market goes. Mm-hmm. So historically, when you look back at times of earnings growth in the market or exceeding historical averages, which this year it's projected to be 18% earnings growth for corporations. The tech sector is over 40% their earnings growth year over year.
Yeah.
So, if you think about that, companies are doing quite well. So, the forecast looks positive. We understand that there's potential risks out there, mm-hmm. as well. Like you mentioned, the energy costs that are out there. Yeah. If the conflict, continues, that can be concerning with cutting into discretionary spending for consumers. Maybe the market will slow, the economy will slow because the consumer starts to slow. But again, the forecast right now looks like we're going to see, a strong year in the markets, all things considered. So,
what should we remember when we're investing? I mean, what's some things that we should be keeping in mind?
Sure. So I think one of the biggest keys I always share with clients is that time in the market, mm-hmm. is much more important than trying to time the market.
Yeah.
Timing the market is something that's very difficult to do and do right every single time. We've seen over and over and over again that the market has continued to set new all-time highs. The Dow Jones is just under 50,000. If you think back to the 2008-2009 financial crisis, the market bottomed in March of 2009 at 6,500, the Dow index. Now we're at 50,000. So if you stayed invested, you've done well. If you panic, you jump out of the market, yep. You let kind of emotions take over in the near term. Sometimes it's easier to, let that take over. But, zoom out, remember that the market's only set new all-time highs every single time. It's been very resilient. S&P 500 has averaged 10.5% a year,
yep.
as the average annual rate of year of return. But you do have to remember that 3 out of 4 years are positive. There is a down year, though, typically every 4 years. So keep that in mind. Keep a long perspective and really stay invested in high-quality companies. Keep diversification in the portfolio is another important thing, too.
Yeah, don't let those bad years, those bad weeks, those bad days throw you, right?
Sure, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
All about the long term. Nick, good advice. I appreciate the update. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Appreciate having me.
Nick Conard from Edward Jones in downtown Port Huron with us. Here on WPHM, let's check weather real quick.